Rebecca Klein is the founder and executive director of Cheetah Conservation Botswana, and we'll welcome her at the Cincinnati Zoo's Barrows Conservation Lecture Series on Wednesday, April 29th. Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
It's great to talk to you. It's strange to think that you're on the other side of the world in the middle of the day and the winter.
Oh, yeah, you're not missing anything here. It's below zero, which is well below freezing, so it'll be much better when you come. Of course, all of us here imagine you probably standing in front of a tent with a Land Rover about to head out at night to chase after cheetahs, but tell us a bit about your work with Cheetah Conservation Botswana.
I'm the manager now, so we have a staff of 12 people, and we're distributed across Botswana. We've got a main office near Habaroni, which is where I'm based, near a nature reserve, and then we have another camp in the southern Kalahari, about an hour and a half from here. And then another camp really far into the Kalahari, another 5 hours drive, which is in Kanchi, in the western Kalahari. So we've got staff at those different locations. So I'm at the main sort of office location where near a reserve called Mokolobe Nature Reserve. At the moment, I'm not directly in the field. I'm more sort of running and managing the overall project. I had a baby 2 years ago, so I'm sort of looking after her at home at the moment. But yeah, it's still pretty wild.
Absolutely. So give us a picture of the circumstance for cheetahs in Botswana. Are their numbers on the way up or the way down?
The cheetahs in Botswana are doing quite well, I suppose. Comparatively speaking to the rest of Africa, we do have a good, healthy, you could say stable cheetah population at the moment. They have been declining over the last 100 years in Botswana, certainly. But we have found that outside protected areas, they've stabilized in some areas. And yeah, there's fairly good densities. And in the protected areas, they have gone down over the last 50 years, that's for sure. And you don't often see cheetahs easily in the protected areas. But in areas where they have less competitors, you could say that they're doing okay. Yeah, I would hesitate to say well, because there's still a lot of threats. But we certainly have good numbers here in Botswana, which is lucky. You know, we're in the center of the remaining cheetahs range here in Botswana. We have cheetahs in Namibia, South Africa, and Zimbabwe and Zambia around us. So it's really essential to conserve this Botswana cheetah population as the sort of core of the southern African population today. There's certain good credentials. You know, the Botswana government is very interested in conserving their wildlife resources, but we have a lot of threats from human wildlife conflict as the biggest challenge for the cheetahs today here. And that is a real challenge. You know, farmers do often come into conflict with cheetahs, and there are quite a few retaliatory killings, but we're trying to work with the farming community to try to reduce that and to improve the relationship between the people and the cheetahs and the other carnivores with which they share the land. So, yeah, it's a long process, but we're definitely making inroads, and we have a good relationship with the communities that live together with cheetahs. So, yeah, I'm hopeful that we're moving in the right direction. We're certainly seeing some success with our work. So, it's hopeful, that's for sure.
Good, good. But help us understand what you said, that the numbers are going down in protected areas, but going up outside those areas. What would be the reason for that?
Well, they in the protected areas, we've got an increase in lion and hyena populations over the last 50 years, and they do sort of keep cheetah populations down. There's not as much space for everyone to move, you know, all the different wildlife species to move around as they used to be. Lions are often moved back to the protected areas when they stray out. So we have higher lion populations than there used to be in the past. And now on the farmland, there are no larger carnivores. So we're finding that the number of cubs that cheetah have They may have 3 to 5 cubs, and often those are surviving up to adulthood. So they certainly have increased in the farmland areas. You know, you'll have old farmers who have been there several decades, and they're seeing a change in the numbers of different carnivores that they used to see. They're seeing a lot less lions and less spotted hyenas, but more cheetahs. So you could think that the sort of cheetahs are filling the niche that the lions no longer occupy in outside the protected areas.
Is part of the work of Cheetah Fund Botswana to try to work with ranchers to keep them from trapping and killing?
Yes, yeah, that's a large part of what we do. About 90% of the cheetahs in southern Africa now live outside protected areas. You know, there they come into contact with the farming communities. The areas where the farmers are now in the Kalahari region used to never be utilized as permanent grazing areas for cattle. It was only during the rainy season that people would move into those Kalahari lands when the grazing was very good. And you know, in the winter months when there was no water and less grazing, everybody would move out. So really those areas were for wildlife. But now, due to deep borehole technology, they're able to bring up water to those lands all year round. And we've now got permanent settlements with, you know, increasing livestock populations in those farmland regions of Botswana. And pretty much, you know, when I say farmland, outside the protected areas of Botswana, pretty much everywhere is utilized by livestock farming communities, because that's the main form of income generation for the people. And they're also traditionally cattle keeping people. So, you know, as people have become more prosperous, they've got more livestock and more cattle. As you know, sort of technology with boreholes has expanded, you know, improved, so that people have been able to expand into those wilderness areas. You know, there's greater human pressure over the last few decades.
Well, you certainly have a dynamic population there, and yet it's heartening to hear that the population is no longer declining. Tell us about some of the other predators that you mentioned. Are lion numbers stable or hyenas?
They're doing well in certain areas. Botswana has, I think, the highest population of lions in Africa today, and also wild dogs. Hyena populations are good. The carnivores are doing well here, that's for sure. We have we've got large protected areas. 21% of the land is given over to national parks and game reserves. So there is a lot of land set aside for wildlife. But the way that, the landscape is in this sort of semi-arid savanna is that you need huge spaces really for, species to survive, because the land being semi-arid, the game, the wildlife species are very mobile, and in the rainy season will move where the rainfall and where the grazing is good. So they do need very large areas, and animals even need to move out between the protected areas at different times of year. So Botswana has also set aside corridor areas between the protected areas called wildlife management areas, which are supposed to be also for wildlife. But there's also people in those wildlife management areas. So we're working really hard with the government to sort of ensure that those particular communities that are living in the corridor regions are using good livestock management, are reducing their retaliatory killings towards predators, have a better perspective towards living with those animals, so that those corridors between the protected areas can be maintained. So it is possible to live together with cheetahs and other carnivores if you do good livestock management. You know, also one thing that's happened in, more modern life, even in Africa, is a lot of those traditional methods that people used to utilize to live together with wildlife are not so prominent anymore. So, we're working really hard with the people to use effective strategies with herding, with using livestock guarding dogs to protect their livestock, using effective enclosure designs, all to mean that basically people and wildlife can coexist in that same space and share the land.
Absolutely. And we're looking forward to you coming this spring. I think you'll enjoy what you see. We have the fastest cheetah ever recorded here. You'll see her run. And we also have a litter of young cheetahs, as well as some lion cubs, some wild dog pups. So we'll make sure you feel right at home.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it. It's always great to be able to see the animals really close up and to, you know, work with our, you know, Cincinnati Zoo has been supporting us for many years through Captain Hilker and the Angel Fund. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we have a long relationship with the zoo, and I'm looking forward to coming back. And yeah, it's always great to see a cheetah back close up who, you know, you can actually sometimes even stroke.
That's right.
And watch them do that incredible run. Was a real treat for us, you know, often out in the wild, to, especially, you know, working with the farmers. Cheetahs are quite elusive and shy, and we don't get to see them so often, you know, because they're under conflict, so it's not like in the protected areas where they're more visible. So I'm always really look forward to coming, and I'm looking forward to my visit this year.
Good. Well, we'll see you here soon. Thank you very much. My guest has been Dr. Rebecca Klein, founder and director of Cheetah Conservation Fund, Botswana. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Thane Maynard.